There was a time when I was never really sure if I was ever gonna find.
Hello, open language listeners. You are tuned in to a pre-intermediate lesson today. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. I think we are remembering our loved ones today.
Yes, we're going to be looking at the Chinese tomb sweeping day.
That's right. We're talking about tomb sweeping day. So we have Teresa and Billy in our dialogue today, and let's see how they are celebrating the holiday.
So this is it, my dear grandma's resting place.
This is a really beautiful graveyard. I take it you come here every tomb sweeping day?
Unfortunately, ever since she passed away 5 years ago.
It says here on the tombstone that she lived to be 95. That's a really long time.
For me, it wasn't long enough. Let's place the flowers and snacks here.
Sure. If I may ask, how did she go?
It was pretty much just old age. She suffered from Alzheimer's and other health complications.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, at least she's in a better place now.
I agree, but I still miss her a lot. I'm sorry. I get a little choked up each time I come here.
There, don't cry. I'm sure your grandma is smiling down on you right now and wouldn't want you to feel sad.
So our dialogue kicks off with our friend Teresa today, and what does she have to say?
She says, "So this is it, my dear grandma's resting place."
Okay, so my dear grandma's resting place. So dear just kind of means like loved, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't use it for someone that you are not too close to.
No. Yeah, dear just basically means, loved, or we also say cherished.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is really, you know, special to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's her grandmother's what?
Her resting place.
Okay, resting place.
Yeah.
So
this is not her bed.
No. It's not where grandma is taking a nap.
No.
No, this is where she is going to, we say, rest forever,
mm-hmm.
right? It's her grave.
That's right. She will never rest anywhere else.
No, she won't. Because, it's sad to say, grandma is gone. So this resting place, it's a grave. And speaking of graves, we're at a graveyard,
mm-hmm.
right? So a graveyard is, well, it's where all the graves are. It's where all the resting places are. It's basically where you go once you're no longer around.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it, yes.
Yeah, it's where you go after you die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Billy here, he says, "This is a really beautiful graveyard. I take it you come here every tomb sweeping day." So we have this phrase here, "I take it." This is in the grammar section today, guys. So go ahead and check it out. What does "I take it" mean?
I take it. I think the easiest way to describe this word is I believe what I'm saying is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe, you know, this is a certain way.
Yes.
Right, so he says to Teresa, he says, "I take it you come here every tomb sweeping day."
Mm-hmm.
So that's another key vocabulary word today, guys, tomb sweeping day. So this is Qingmingjie, or also kind of directly translated, Saomujie.
Saomujie.
Yeah, to kind of sweep the tomb,
yep.
Sweep the grave. But yeah, so he says, "I take it you come here every tomb sweeping day." So basically, because they're there today on tomb sweeping day, he believes that she must go there every tomb sweeping day, right?
Yep.
And what does Teresa have to say?
She says, "Unfortunately, ever since she passed away 5 years ago."
Okay, unfortunately. So this is an expansion word today, guys. Go ahead and check that out. And unfortunately just kind of means like too bad,
mm-hmm.
or
not lucky. Mm. Yeah.
It comes from the word unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunate means to be lucky. Unfortunate means to be unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
So here she means unfortunately, you know, she says unfortunately ever since she passed away 5 years ago, meaning I am sad to say that my grandmother is gone, and I come here every year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we have another term here. She said passed away.
Okay, passed away is a softer way to say somebody is dead.
Yeah.
Because often using the word dead sounds very, it's too harsh.
It's almost impolite sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she says here, passed away, meaning to go away, to go somewhere else, right? And then Billy says, it says here on the tombstone that she lived to be 95. Okay, so what's a tombstone?
A tombstone is a big flat stone, and then on the stone they will have the dead person's name and perhaps the day they were born and the day they died. And sometimes they have a little... a bit of information about the person, you know, loving father and husband, or something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's right. So here you see the word tomb and stone, so it's a stone on top of a tomb, maybe.
A tomb being a grave, perhaps.
Yeah, so basically it's the big rock on top of the grave that has the person's name and, you know, their birthday and when they passed away, usually. Yep. Okay, so even though she lived to be 95, Teresa didn't think that was long enough. And then she says, let's place the flowers and snacks here. Okay, so earlier we said resting place.
Yeah.
Now she says, let's place.
Okay.
It's the same word, but different meaning, right?
Yeah, the earlier resting place is a noun. It means like an area where she's resting. This place is a verb.
Okay.
And it means to put something somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, and this is also an expansion word today, guys, so you can see the different uses for both the noun place and the verb place, right? So, I don't know, how about, after I had some water, I placed the bottle on the table.
Yes.
Right, so that's the verb.
Yeah.
Or I could say, hey, Mike, this is a really nice place you have here.
Thanks, Spencer.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you like it.
Right. So Mike has a nice apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so Billy has some question here, right? He asks a question. What did he say?
He says, if I may ask, how did she go?
Okay, so if I may ask is a very polite way of asking a question. And what was the question that he asked?
Well, how did she go?
Okay.
Meaning, how did she die?
Okay. How did she pass away?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this if I may ask, we could use this for, I don't know, what's another question you could use this for?
If you want to be very polite, you could say, if I may ask, how much money do you earn every month?
Okay. Yeah. So if, I don't know, you're with a friend or somebody you don't really know and you kind of want to know how much money they make, don't just say, hey, how much money do you make?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very, in the West, that's very impolite.
Yeah.
But if you ask, if I may ask, how much money do you earn?
No, you may not ask.
So Mike might just say, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Or he might say, well, since you ask.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like, it almost like, I'm going to ask a question and I'm asking for your permission. Like, and if you don't want to answer, that's okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great way of putting it, Mike. It's asking for permission to ask a question.
Yeah.
But he already asked the question, how did she go? And how did she go?
It was old age, and she also had some other problems. She suffered from Alzheimer's and some other complications.
Okay, so suffer... from. So suffer, this is another expansion word today, guys. Go ahead and check it out. So suffer, what does suffer mean?
To suffer from something, you usually suffer from illness or sickness. It is not almost never a positive thing.
Yeah, you can't really suffer from a good thing.
Yeah.
But in addition to suffering from sickness, you could say...
Oh, she broke up with me, and I suffer from a broken heart.
Oh,
right.
I'm suffering from listening to you.
Basically, to suffer is to have to experience, deal with something that isn't good.
Yep.
And here, suffer from Alzheimer's. Okay, so Alzheimer's is like, it's that disease that usually it's much older people get it, when they can't really remember much.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get easily confused. Mm-hmm. They may forget their family members. Mm-hmm. It's a very sad disease.
My grandmother actually has Alzheimer's, and she remembers who I am, which is great, but she forgets everything. She'll ask me a question, and then she'll ask me the same question again in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, you just forget a lot of things.
Yeah.
So Teresa's grandmother also had some other health complications.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, so here, complications are last expansion word for the day, guys. It just means like problems, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this case, health complications indicates that there were other illnesses, perhaps, or another health problems that she had.
Mm.
You can have other types of complications.
Such as
financial complications.
Okay, so problems with money.
Yes, exactly. What else could you have? Relationship complications.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Problems with the girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah,
hey?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, basically complications just means problems, and go ahead and check it out in the expansion section.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Billy have to say here? How did he respond?
Well, Billy is sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And he says, well, at least she's in a better place now.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that, and in a better place. Mm-hmm. These are both two very commonly used phrases for, well, people passing away or things that you can't change.
Yep.
Right? Especially, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep.
So this is something that we use to kind of comfort somebody, right?
If they've had some bad news and they tell you, and you want to show them that, you know, you feel for them, that you are there to help, you can say, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So, and also, guys, I think it's important to remember that we usually say this for things that can't be changed.
Yes.
It's happened. It's done. Mm-hmm. You know, you wish you could do something to change it, but you can't. So you just, I feel sorry about that, or I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep.
You know, I feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
So she's gone. Once somebody passes away, they don't come back, but they do go to a better place, usually.
Yes. If you believe in an afterlife, if you are religious, then I'm sure there is some version of what Christians would call heaven, and that heaven is the better place.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. A lot better than here, eh?
Well, I hope so, yeah.
Okay, so, well, it also kind of means that if you're dying and you're sick, you know, you don't feel good. Your life is now hard. You're suffering a lot.
Yes.
But once you're dead, and if there is a heaven, heaven is much better than suffering.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so grandma is in a better place now. Either way, Teresa still gets a little choked up each time she goes there.
Yeah. She's just very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
She maybe feels like crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're trying to talk.
I'm sorry, exactly. But you know, I just get a little choked up.
Yeah. So you're trying to talk, but it gets caught in your throat. You're like...
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So she's not choking on anything, but her emotions are making it difficult for her to...
Yeah.
To speak or
So sometimes we say get a little choked up, or we just say I get all choked up, right? To just get upset, you know. And it's okay, grandma's gone, you know, so of course you're going to be a little sad. But here Billy tries to comfort her again, and he says they're there
probably. Maybe he's also patting her with his hand
on the back,
on the back or the shoulder. Yeah, they're there.
Yes.
They're
there. So they're there. I'm here for you. Mm. I'm sorry she's gone, but, you know, it's okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're there is just something we say to just try and make somebody feel better about their pain, mm-hmm. right? About their suffering. Maybe Teresa feels she's suffering a little bit because grandma's gone. So Billy tries to comfort her by saying they're there. Mm-hmm. And he also says one last nice thing. And he says, I'm sure your grandmother is
smiling down on you right now.
So smiling down on you. Mm. So there she is in heaven,
yep.
saying, hey, Teresa, don't be sad.
Don't be sad.
It's okay. Thanks for coming to visit me on Tomb Sweeping Day.
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
So this is it, my dear grandma's resting place.
This is a really beautiful graveyard. I take it you come here every Tomb Sweeping Day?
Unfortunately, ever since she passed away 5 years ago.
It says here on the tombstone that she lived to be 95. That's a really long time.
For me, it wasn't long enough. Let's place the flowers and snacks here.
Sure. If I may ask, how did she go?
It was pretty much just old age. She suffered from Alzheimer's and other health complications.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, at least she's in a better place now.
I agree, but I still miss her a lot. I'm sorry. I get a little choked up each time I come here.
There, there, don't cry. I'm sure your grandma is smiling down on you right now and wouldn't want you to feel sad.
Okay, before we get out of here today, we figured we'd talk a little bit about remembering loved ones in the West, because Tomb Sweeping Day is an Eastern phenomenon. It's an Eastern holiday,
yep.
right? So maybe the traditions in the West are a little bit different. Some are the same too, though, I think.
Yeah, I think very much. We both Western or Eastern, we want to remember our dead. We mm-hmm. want to have a place where we can go mm-hmm. to visit them when we want to. Or
that's
to
right.
remember them.
Mm-hmm.
I think things are slightly different. In the West, a funeral is a very formal event. Mm-hmm. It's expected. If you go to a funeral, you should wear a black suit or mm-hmm. a black dress. You should probably be wearing some of your nicest clothes mm-hmm. to go to a funeral. You can't go to a funeral in jeans and a t-shirt.
Now this is if it's a Christian funeral.
Yes, that's true.
So, for example, I have some cousins who are, well, they're called Quaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a type of religion, really just kind of in America. I don't know of any Quakers in Europe.
No, I don't think there are any.
But we went to the funeral. It wasn't formal. Mm-hmm. I mean, people wore like kind of nice clothes, but nothing really super special. And what I liked about it, and this is different from a lot of other types of funerals, we would all stand up one by one
mm-hmm.
and just tell stories about the person who had passed away, you know, how we had remembered them.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right. So it was actually quite casual.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the funeral, we buried, you know, our loved one
uh-huh.
and put a little bit of dirt
yep.
on them to see
that's
them
nice.
To see them away. I don't know. On top of that, you know, what do you do in the West if you want to go pay some respect to your loved one at the graveyard?
Well, as you just mentioned, a lot of times in the West, we actually bury people in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I think in China, most people are cremated.
Yeah, cremated, right? Yes.
And so when you go to the grave, you have to be very careful. If it's a burial, you shouldn't step on where the body is.
Right, so you don't want to step on top of the grave.
Yeah, you don't want to step on that. So you stay to the sides
mm-hmm.
and you maybe leave flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I know in China they burn paper and all these kind of things.
Yeah, here, they burn things, mm-hmm. Incense maybe.
Yeah.
They also bring flowers. They bring, maybe they might burn firecrackers.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
also bring food a lot of the time.
Yeah, you might get into a bit of trouble if you did that in a Western graveyard.
Yeah, in the West, usually we just leave flowers. And I know actually one time my mother left some pictures at my grandmother's or my mom's mom. Mm-hmm. grave.
Pictures of your family?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a family picture, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that about does it for today, guys. How about you go ahead and tell us how you celebrate, how you observe Tomb Sweeping Day here in China. And we look forward to your comments. Hope you enjoyed today's lesson, and we'll see you next time, guys.
Thank you, guys.
An angel that came from above, you're something to find, one of a kind.